In today's reading, we have the Old Testament being fulfilled in the Gospel. Isaiah gives this prophecy 500 years before its fulfillment. That's a long time. That's well over 20 generations ago. That is over twice as old as our country. That is almost as long as the New World has been discovered by Europeans. That's a long time. God fulfilled his promises, even if it takes a while. It's hard for us to think back 50 years, let alone 500 years. Even 5 years ago, before COVID, seems like a different world. So I think we, as people, find it difficult to stay faithful and focused on God for very long. It's hard for us to wait on anything. Waiting on 5 cars at a roundabout seems like an eternity. We get frustrated when the internet is just a little bit slower. We get angry when we don't get what we want, when we want it. This bad attitude can creep into our life with God. But St. Joseph seems to be our example out of this trap. Joseph probably had very different plans than what God had in store for him. Told in a dream what God wanted him to do, St. Joseph simply gets up and does it. No words, no arguments. There doesn't even seem to be doubt. We are told that St. Joseph is a righteous man, which means he was going to act in a just way, dismissing a wife who had seemingly been unfaithful to him, not with anger or character assassination. He didn't drag Mary out to shame her. So instead, we are told that he simply was going to dismiss her quietly. How many of us can say that we would have done the same thing in that situation? How many of us can say that we would have been so charitable, even in a smaller matter, if we thought that we had been personally insulted? Perhaps the reason that we do not experience God's fulfillment in our life is because we are such stubborn and impatient people. We want it our way, and we want it now. But normally God has other plans. God thinks in centuries, while we think in minutes. God's ways are not our ways. But how often do we make our life harder by simply not following God's plan? More often than not, we could learn from St. Joseph by keeping our mouth shut and simply doing what God asks of us, to just show up and be faithful and always have hope that God is going to make it all right. St. Joseph's simple and humble yes by his actions to God allows the Christmas story to unfold as we know it. St. Joseph never speaks in the gospel, but how different our gospel would be if St. Joseph had not simply followed God's plan. Let's pray as we approach this Christmas season that we can be more like St. Joseph, who was a righteous man who followed God faithfully, not with words, but by actions. If we can, we might find that our lives will start to be filled with the gifts of God because we stop trying to get it our way and start patiently following God's way.